the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, we do. Here we go.
Number five.
Melania Trump in the Rose Garden today, unveiling her Be Best initiative. Which is going to educate kids about many issues. She says that her campaign has three main pillars: well-being, social media, and opioid abuse.
It concerns me that in today's fast-paced and ever-connected world, children can be less prepared to express or manage their emotions, and oftentimes turn to forms of destructive or addictive behavior, such as bullying, drug addiction, or even suicide.
Okay. It's all, you know, listen, anytime a first lady does stuff like this, I don't want to criticize first ladies because they, you know, it's a tough enough job. She has maybe the toughest of all of the jobs, and especially given the perceived irony here, I would say I see it, of cyberbullying, and given, you know, her husband's, almost a dad, but it's about the same thing. Her husband's proclivity for wanting to be, you know, tough in his online behavior, sure, toward his enemies, toward his political enemies. It just doesn't seem like it fits the presidency of the United States. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's ironic. But then wait, now there's more here. But Sarah Sanders was asked about this today, and whether or not the president himself accepts any responsibility for why skeptics are criticizing this initiative by the first lady.
I think the idea that you're trying to blame cyberbullying on the president is kind of ridiculous when it comes to kids. This is something that has been problematic and something that we have seen over the last decade. And the First Lady sees it to be an important issue and something that she wants to address.
That's kind of a good pivot right there, but that's not what they were asking. They're not asking if he's responsible for cyberbullying. They're saying, is he a good example for right. kids on the internet? If she's going to take the position of being, of that cyberbullying is bad, should he continue to call people names on the internet?
Pick fights on Twitter and call people, pretty ugly names. It's hard to hear, too, but when she says things like, you know, she wants people to use social media with compassion and respect, and too often it's used in a negative way, those are her words, you can only think of her husband. And I know you're talking about her husband tends to pick fights with other powerful people who can defend themselves, but children still see the example, right? Don't they see what's happening on social media, and they see the president of the United States and others? It's hard to separate the two completely.
The president has always punched down, because he's the president of the United States. So no matter who he's punching at, even if he's the Senate.
Yeah, they tend not to be really, really weak people, right? I mean, sometimes, right, they tend to have a voice of their own. They're reporters, they're entertainers or something like that. I'm not justifying. I'm just saying that's what they're saying, is this is amongst children, and she was asked about it today, and she says she basically said the irony is not lost on her, and that she does understand that people do criticize her, and she knows why, but she feels it's too important. Because when it comes to children, she's seen what it happens to kids who are cyberbullied. So she doesn't care that there's criticism of her husband for acting the way he does. I don't know that she excuses it or what she thinks of that. She didn't weigh in. She just said it's too important to excuse, to not say this is important for children. Kind of isolating them out of the picture.
All right. Well, we wish her the best in this. Be best.
Be best. I still think it's missing a pronoun. Be your best. Isn't that what it should
or
be?
An article.
Article.
The best.
The best.
Be a best. Even be a best.
Be a best.
Would even be
your.
Would make more sense.
Be our guest. I don't know. I don't know. It's almost there.
No one ran that past her, though. And she was like, I don't know. I don't get it. But no one ever, there was nobody else in the White House who went, you know what? Wait. We should probably do be our best, be the best, be something's best, uh-huh, be your best, all of that.
Be your personal best.
We should add another word.
Was she just translated it directly from Slovenian?
Which would have been...
with no the.
Right, because in Slovenian it would be... Well, you wouldn't say be the best, you'd say be best, right?
Yeah.
And Violetta knows.
She does.
She speaks...
She's the authority on the show for that.
As many languages as Melania does.
I don't. My dad does, so there's the genius.
Oh, God.
Number four.
Despite not yet having all his facts straight, that's according to the president, that Rudy Giuliani doesn't have his facts straight.
Yep.
Oh, boy. He made a mess, and I can't figure this out. We were talking about this with A.B. Stoddard before on the program. I'm watching this on Sunday morning, and I'm like, okay, here comes Rudy. I've always liked Rudy. I supported Rudy politically. I gave money to Rudy Giuliani's presidential campaign in 2008. I like Rudy. Always have.
Mm-hmm.
He's lost his frickin' mind, and I do not understand how it is possible. I don't even know how it is even conceived that they should have him going out and doing this. Because he's making it worse. He's walking the president into things that we are not even asking about. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it.
When did the president first learn that Stormy Daniels wanted money to keep quiet about the relationship?
Don't know, and doesn't matter to me. What matters to me are two things. There are two relevant legal things, which is what my job is. Number one, it was not a campaign contribution because it would have been done anyway. This is the kind of thing that I've settled for celebrities and famous people. Every lawyer that does that kind of work has. And number two, even if it was considered a campaign contribution, it was entirely reimbursed out of personal funds, which I don't think we'll even get to because the first one's enough. So... Well, case closed for Donald Trump.
Well, okay. You mentioned the second one then, right?
Well, a couple things. Even if it's reimbursed by Donald Trump, then is Donald Trump carrying that as a campaign contribution? Secondly, you know, there is something that's very interesting about this that I have not yet seen in the media. Now, I don't read all the websites. Because they scare me. But do you remember this campaign contribution was given the weekend of the final presidential debate?
Okay.
Do you remember the setting of the final presidential debate in St. Louis, Missouri? That Donald Trump had invited all of Bill Clinton's accusers to be in a room with him.
That's right.
Before... just to get in Hillary's head, right? And they put them in the audience.
And you noticed from the cutaways that former President Clinton looked visibly uncomfortable with
how,
the whole thing.
How uncomfortable would it have been if that day, or the following Monday, or the previous Friday, Stormy Daniels had popped up?
Yeah, it would have been.
Given that was their strategy, was to use Bill Clinton's girlfriends. And then to have her pop up in the middle of this.
Yeah, I think the timing does, you know, it totally links up, but it just feels as if, how would you prove that this was not for personal reasons to protect your family?
Well, because Rudy kept saying it's about the campaign.
That's the problem. Because you got your lawyer out there helping prove the other guy's case, other side's case.
And that it was the campaign. And even if it wasn't, we can make the argument. Even if you want to say it was about the campaign, we can make the argument that he paid it back, it's okay. So... But it clearly does seem like it was intended to keep her quiet at a moment that politically they need it. Now, at the end of the day, that doesn't add up to much of a crime. It's a findable offense. It's not a big deal. As a matter of fact, most of this is not a big deal.
Right.
And I do think that Stormy Daniels going on Saturday Night Live and all the rest of it, I don't think that helps. And the president's approval ratings are as high as they have been, essentially, since he's been president. Not that they're great. They still sit around, you know, low to mid-40s. Right. So that's still a 10-point differential from being, you know, he's got to move five up and the Dems have to move five down or not Dems, but the people who don't like him have to move down by five to get him to even. And that's going to take something. It seems to be his high watermark. But I think in part because of Stormy, I think in part because people are like, oh, so what? We all get it. Yes, he did. And they tried to cover it up and he didn't want to embarrass himself. And the thing, we get it. This has nothing to do with the Iranian nuclear deal or the Chinese government or jobs or any of that. That is all true. And I think that people do actually believe that. So I think that the more Stormy stay, and they want to keep Stormy front and center right now because they know that that's working for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, after the last two things of having Judy running out for you and missing an article and Be Best, then I somehow giving them credit for thinking this out might be a little much, but I'm going to go with it. Right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Judy, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour from the WGN newsroom?
Does she or doesn't she live at the White House?
Maybe it was, you know what would be best? I move out.
And how about who can blame her?
Right. Maybe that's what she meant. Maybe that was just be best was, maybe it'd be best if I move out.
That's the best explanation yet.
Maybe.
Then you have to say, be best.
Be best if maybe I go back to New York or maybe to Slovenia. I don't know.
Be best for me,
it would
for
be best.
You?
It would be best for you, me, boy,
for
all
everyone.
Of it. It would be best. All right. Be a lot of.
And then there's this, of course. Fly to the front of the line at LitFest June 9th and June 10th with a Fest Pass. Get yours today. Before they're gone, Printers wrote litfest.org/festpass.
All right, top five continues.
Number three.
Oh, this goof. West Virginia candidate for Senate Don Blankenship continued his crazy ad crusade today.
This is Don Blankenship, candidate for U.S. Senate. The establishment politicians are getting desperate and more hostile. They are calling me a bigot, a moron, a despicable character, and mentally ill. But even if all of this is true, I will do a better job than they have done. They have resorted to this childish name-calling because they don't want us to focus on the issues. The fake news is also pretending to be offended by my use of the words China people. They seem not to realize that China is a country, not a race. The establishment has given millions of our jobs to China people and left many West Virginia people to fend for themselves. Send me to the Senate, and I will represent West Virginia people, not China people. I am an America person, and I will put America first.
He's doubling down. Well, I mean, he's also a person who just served a year in prison for violations at his coal mine when 29 people died and safety violations were cited as part of the reason for that. He's on parole currently, and he hasn't given up his financial disclosures, which might be a parole violation. That could be an issue for him as well. Doesn't seem like the perfect candidate here. And his other Republicans running against him are saying he's unelectable. The president says he's unelectable, and he's calling himself Trumpier than Trump. There you have it.
Okay. Yeah, the president tweeted today.
Yeah, he said,
don't vote for him.
We don't need another Alabama.
Right. But only because it's a bad, not because the guy's a moron, but because it's bad for me politically. All right, checking in at
number two.
Now, this is interesting. Roseanne and her new, and it sweeps now, so we're going to get some of the most interesting stuff coming out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne is going to teach tolerance and compassion in the next episode. She's having a Muslim family living next door to the Connors.
Mm.
And how they deal with that. And Roseanne, in the script, starts to fear that they might be building a bomb.
Get in here. What? You can't just stand on the front porch staring at your Muslim neighbors.
Anytime something bad happens, it's always somebody who lives next door to somebody.
Oh, my God, Mom. You have no reason to believe those people want to hurt you. They'd have to get to know you first.
This was supposedly her idea, and she really pushed for this issue.
All right.
So there you go.
That's why
she's not afraid.
Let me tell you, that's why that show is popular and mm-hmm. successful, because it's looking at this from both sides.
I think
this
you're
is
right.
not trying to shove something down your throat.
And she tackles the hot button issues head on. She's like, let's talk about it.
Right. It's a nice piece of impressionism, because it's looking at what's happening right there in front of you. And it's interpretation of what's going on, and that's why it is a hit. All right, and finally,
number one.
Well, then there was this.
What?
Stormy Daniels on Saturday Night Live.
So what up, girl?
Hello, Donald.
Come on, Stormy, stop making such a big deal about this. Everyone knows it's just an act.
I work in adult films. We're not really known for our acting.
Just tell me, what do you need for this to all go away?
A resignation?
Yeah, right. Being president is like doing porn. Once you do it, it's hard to do anything else. Oh, come on, we'll always have Shark Week. I solved North and South Korea. Why can't I solve us?
Sorry, Donald, it's too late for that. I know you don't believe in climate change, but a storm's a-coming, baby.
Ooh. Racy.
Yeah, I don't know.
When she come to Chicago, Ro, you still going?
Backstage passes.
Yeah, I got it right. All access. Oh, wait. No, don't say that. No. Oh, God. Oh, no. I just made it dirty. Oh.
The top five at five.